JPS Superintendent Jeff Beal joins us. Busy, crazy times. Jeff, thanks for stopping by and just kind of update our listeners what's going on over at JPS.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. It is crazy times, but I think kind of the new normal, right? It's, you know, we wake up every day just, you know, to deal with the COVID challenge of the day. So let's talk about where we are at. We do not, and I'm blessed to say this, not have any new or additional COVID cases to report. We did have a positive COVID case in our maintenance department, and that individual had contact or close contact with 21 different individuals in our food service operations and maintenance, or and transportation rather, most of them in transportation. And so we're down right now about 8 drivers, which is about 25% of our fleet right now is in quarantine. So we are working very hard to figure out how we can get some transportation options back in play for next week, knowing that these folks are still going to be quarantined for the full 14 days. And again, knock on wood, so far none of them have tested positive. So we're just kind of waiting this one out. But that's a, you know, that's a challenge for us, and we're really pleased in the one regard that we caught it where we did, because none of those folks had interactions with the building. So we don't have any cases where COVID, this individual would have come into the building or had interactions with teachers, administrators, or students. So we feel pretty solid right now. And then obviously, you know, we're working with the health department to keep an eye on the status of those folks who are off in quarantine.
So it's more a transportation issue than anything else.
Yeah, without question right now. And really, you know, some of this is had, you know, if one of the drivers comes down with COVID, if we get a couple of those folks and that turns into a hot spot, we obviously don't want students on a bus, you know, crossing between transportation and the buildings. And so without a doubt, transportation was probably the single determining factor to keep our students safe and our buildings safe and COVID free.
So those drivers, Jeff, what they automatically go into a 2-week lockdown?
So the health department, you know, they do the contact tracing. We simply work with them once a member or a person is identified as COVID positive. We work with the health department to help do the contact tracing, but they're the ones who actually reach out and then recommend that quarantine. And in this case, it's a 14-day quarantine. So yeah, that's exactly how that gets happened.
Now, are those drivers, are they tested regularly or no?
Yes, they are. Okay. But again, lots of that is all based on the direction of the health department.
I see. Okay. So, you have to change your model then very, very quickly on the fly.
Well, we've prepared. One of the things we've talked about, you know, when we look at the hybrid model, is it allows us to pivot into a week like this, because our students are used to finding their instruction online. They're used to using the platforms, and our teachers are used to communicating with our students via those platforms. I know that yesterday I saw several synchronous Zoom classrooms where teachers were touching base or holding class online for our students. And then, you know, again, there's lots of assignments that still get pushed out. So this is still a full week of instruction. You know, we're not closed. We're still open. It is a matter of we've simply suspended our in-person instruction. Mm-hmm. And then as we work through this transportation complication, how do we roll back into our hybrid model that's out there? And we have a survey right now out to our parents. We pushed that out last week. It is out again this week. Kind of taking their temperature on where everything is at. What struggles are they having with our learning model, with the technology, with communication? Where's the comfort level with COVID in the community? Where's their comfort level with COVID within our classroom? So, you know, as we kind of explore what it might look like to roll forward into more days of instruction, or in this case, have to roll backwards, you know, into a fully virtual mode, You know, we're working with our parents to make certain that we're meeting their needs.
Do you have a feeling, Jeff, we're rolling into, though, what's going to be a real tricky time here with the COVID and the flu and the cold weather season?
Yeah, you know, obviously we see spikes around the country and spikes around the state, and numbers are high, or as high as they've been in months right now. But we, again, JPS is doing really well. The social distancing is a big part of our plan, and the ability to keep students socially distanced really helps us out. We are a mask required district. I know there's lots of politics about that, but I don't get into the politics of this. The reality is that masks reduce the transmission rate, and I'll do anything I have to try to reduce that transmission rate. So for me, that's been a non-starter, and really in our program, it's been a strong proponent. You know, we can show the results of it because we haven't had cases of COVID within our student population that have, you know, come to the building and shut us down, or cases within our teaching staff to do the same thing. So we're very blessed right now in that way. And so I would encourage, as I do my own workforce, for families, for parents, if your kid is sick, and even if you don't think it's COVID, well, nobody's been around COVID, but if they've got flu-like symptoms, if they've got the flu, if they've got, keep them home. We're doing, you know, school from home every day. Keep them home until they get healthy. We want them back in school, obviously, as much as possible and as soon as they can. But we want to make certain that we're presenting the best and healthiest options for all of our children. And so in that regard, we err on the side of caution, and I would encourage parents to do the same.
Yeah, you must be doing something right, because it's amazing to think of, 12, 13, 1,400 kids, and you really haven't had one positive.
No, we've done very well. Within the buildings itself, you know, it's been one of those cases where we have seen COVID out in the community, or folks who've had COVID, students who've had COVID who've been not in the building. And that's, you know, again, kind of one of those pieces where, it limits our need to quarantine and limits our need to, you know, what's the interaction, what's that social circle, and the health department's been very pleased with how we've responded. So
now, I did talk to Scott. You are playing football Friday.
We are. Again, let's talk about athletics for just a second. We did go ahead and continue to cancel all of our away events. Simply, again, let's go back to that transportation conversation. So we don't have any away events. But the threat of COVID right now is not in play for folks coming to the district. So our athletes are capable of participating in their athletic events. So you're going to see, I think we've got a regional cross-country meet. I think we've got a home football game, obviously, Friday with Northwest. And I'd give a huge shout-out to our friends over in Mountie Nation. They're actually sending buses to grab our JV team for their Thursday night game. It makes it easier to reschedule, easier for them to send a bus and come get our kids than to have to reschedule that game. So we're pleased to be able to keep the kids engaged as much as we can in what looks like normal school. We want, we really want the year to be as positive for them an experience as we can. And it's hard and challenging, obviously, when we keep dealing with the, like I said, the daily challenges of COVID.
Well, I think this is your first home game since they kind of changed the regulation. I don't know what regulations are in play anymore, but you can have some fans over there.
Yep. Well, actually, this will be our second one. We had we sold tickets a couple weeks ago, and I think we had about 700.
Okay,
folks, we can have up to 1,000. The ticketing is all being done e-ticket, so you can certainly purchase those tickets. But it's worked out, again, very well. I commend our football staff and their players for doing their part to stay healthy. I've been watching them since they returned back in August, and these kids have done their part to, again, I hate to say it, but mask up, to disinfect, to wash their hands, to be smart. and that's the one thing I talk to our community about all the time and our students, really. It's, you know, please be as careful with your health when you're out in the community as we are when you're in our buildings. And I'm just very proud of our student body and our parents for helping us out with that.
Jeff, is there a target date to get back to the your hybrid model, or is it day by day?
No, well, so right now we are out through this week. We are examining what we can do right now to offer some transportation. I'm hoping to have an answer for folks tomorrow, Friday at the latest. But we may be able to be back in school as early as Monday. Mm-hmm. With some limited transportation options. So we will probably focus on elementary first, middle, and then high school will be the last as far as transportation is concerned. But we may be open next week and just have limited transportation options. You may see more hub stops, things along those lines to try to accommodate how do we bus all these kids with 75% of our transportation fleet.
Got it. Jeff, thanks for the visit. Appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. Everybody stay healthy. We'll see you soon. Go Vikings.
JPS Superintendent Jeff Beal.